Module E, Practice Paper 3. Warning, Teenager in the House, page 25. Part 2, Access to Information from Spoken Texts. Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
Warning, teenager in the house. The next time your teenage child breaks curfew, fights with his sister, locks himself in his room, or otherwise makes you wonder how you're going to get through these years, stop a minute and think about how he is going to get through them. First of all, understand that your teen is dealing with all of the physiological and psychological changes that clearly remove him from childhood, but do not yet allow him into adulthood. Second, he is dealing with an unstoppable yet frightening drive to achieve independence. Think about it. When your child was young, you were always there to plan, decide, organize, and arrange virtually every detail of his life. Before adolescence, the most pressing problem your teenager had to deal with was which TV show to watch or who to invite to his 10th birthday party. If he had a problem, even with such trivialities, you were always there to help, counsel, and advise. Now, however, as he is on the road to becoming an independent adult and is beginning to do things on his own without parental intervention, he needs to learn an entire set of life skills and develop decision-making and problem-solving capabilities. He finds himself facing problems that he must solve himself and dilemmas that require him to develop his own system of values, separate and sometimes different from yours. Next, he must begin discovering his own grown-up identity and learn to deal with boy-girl relationships in a new and mature way. And it doesn't end here. While all this is going on, he is under enormous pressure to be accepted as a part of his peer group, to know the right way to act and talk and dress in order to be cool and in. He may also be dealing with peer pressure to get involved in things that on the one hand he may not want to do, but on the other will help him be accepted by the group. If all that weren't enough, he must begin to redefine his relationship with you, not an easy task, as he struggles to pull away and you struggle to hold on just a while longer. Yes, it will be hard for both of you, but it is your duty to guide your child along his path toward adulthood. You must be there when he needs you, and you must be able to deal with the months, and maybe years, of anger and dark moods, insults and isolation, conflicts and arguments, remembering all the while that creating an adult identity for oneself is not an easy process, nor is it one that can be achieved overnight. It will be up to you to weather the storm and to gradually let go, giving him his independence one step at a time as he demonstrates that he can handle it. Of course, during this process, your teenager will still need to have set boundaries and clear rules about what is and is not acceptable behavior, even though he will undoubtedly see it as his duty to rebel against them. Finally, to complicate an already complex relationship with your teenage child, you will need to remember that even as he goes down the road toward adult independence, deep down, he still really needs you and, believe it or not, really cares about what you have to say. Whereas on one day he may not say more than 3 words to you, "Leave me alone" is a good example. This does not mean that the next day he won't need your help when facing a problem he does not have the skills to deal with. There may be days when he seeks your guidance, and days when he behaves as if you don't exist, as well as every other imaginable possibility in between. Just be there for him, and one day you will wake up to find you have a smart, interesting, fun, mature individual living in your house, brightening your days and enriching your life.
Now you will hear the text a second time.
Warning, teenager in the house. The next time your teenage child breaks curfew, fights with his sister, locks himself in his room, or otherwise makes you wonder how you're going to get through these years, stop a minute and think about how he is going to get through them. First of all, understand that your teen is dealing with all of the physiological and psychological changes that clearly remove him from childhood, but do not yet allow him into adulthood. Second, he is dealing with an unstoppable yet frightening drive to achieve independence. Think about it. When your child was young, you were always there to plan, decide, organize, and arrange virtually every detail of his life. Before adolescence, the most pressing problem your teenager had to deal with was which TV show to watch or who to invite to his 10th birthday party. If he had a problem, even with such trivialities, you were always there to help, counsel, and advise. Now, however, as he is on the road to becoming an independent adult and is beginning to do things on his own without parental intervention, he needs to learn an entire set of life skills and develop decision-making and problem-solving capabilities. He finds himself facing problems that he must solve himself, and dilemmas that require him to develop his own system of values, separate and sometimes different from yours. Next, he must begin discovering his own grown-up identity and learn to deal with boy-girl relationships in a new and mature way. And it doesn't end here. While all this is going on, he is under enormous pressure to be accepted as a part of his peer group, to know the right way to act and talk and dress in order to be cool and in. He may also be dealing with peer pressure to get involved in things that on the one hand he may not want to do, but on the other will help him be accepted by the group. If all that weren't enough, he must begin to redefine his relationship with you, not an easy task, as he struggles to pull away and you struggle to hold on, just a while longer. Yes, it will be hard for both of you, but it is your duty to guide your child along his path toward adulthood. You must be there when he needs you, and you must be able to deal with the months, and maybe years, of anger and dark moods, insults and isolation, conflicts and arguments, remembering all the while that creating an adult identity for oneself is not an easy process, nor is it one that can be achieved overnight. It will be up to you to weather the storm and to gradually let go, giving him his independence one step at a time as he demonstrates that he can handle it. Of course, during this process, your teenager will still need to have set boundaries and clear rules about what is and is not acceptable behavior, even though he will undoubtedly see it as his duty to rebel against them. Finally, to complicate an already complex relationship with your teenage child, you will need to remember that even as he goes down the road toward adult independence, deep down, he still really needs you and, believe it or not, really cares about what you have to say. Whereas on one day he may not say more than 3 words to you, "Leave me alone" is a good example. This does not mean that the next day he won't need your help when facing a problem he does not have the skills to deal with. There may be days when he seeks your guidance, and days when he behaves as if you don't exist, as well as every other imaginable possibility in between. Just be there for him, and one day you will wake up to find you have a smart, interesting, fun, mature individual living in your house, brightening your days and enriching your life.